Good morning. Well, we won't wish NASA good morning. How dare they question PM Modi's anti-satellite tests and brand India's destruction of one of its satellites, a terrible, terrible thing that had created 400 pieces of orbital debris and led to new dangers for astronauts aboard the International Space Station. We also won't wish P. Diddy a good morning for saying Indians are poo-poo in their brains. After losing the world's top YouTube channel in terms of subscribers crowned to Indian film and music label T-Series, P. Diddy took a dig at India saying, India got YouTube figured out. How about next you figure out how to fix the caste system? Maybe all those ads will solve your crippling poverty. Ouch. Dude, A, what a loser. You lost fair and square. You don't have a monopoly on the use of the service. And to equate company with the nation and take a cheap shot, well, you're just right to stand for elections in India. But a very good morning to all those people who really did think Modi was bringing in development or the infamous Vikas. Yes, in recent development, Modiji's mask is off for those who thought he was a righteous and honest. Well, here's news for you. He is not. And if you're blind to it, even after almost 5 years, then please wear maybe Chowkidar t-shirt and go watch Namo TV on your television set. You all must have heard PM's speech on Hindu terrorism and how it does not exist, was a fabrication of the Congress party, and because of which Rahul Gandhi has angered Hindus, and now Amul Baby, as ancient relics of the left parties called him, has to go to a place where there are less Hindus because, you know, Prime Minister is only for the Hindus in India. Indian Express today has a nice reality check on these claims by Prime Minister, tucked away obviously in the inside pages. I'm not even going to Samjhota Express Blast, where the Masood Azhars of India walked away free because of the National Investigative Agency withheld evidence. So what if on 8th March 2017, an NIA special court in Jaipur convicted three ex-RSS Pracharaks, Sunil Joshi, Devendra Gupta and Bhavesh Patel in the 2007 Ajmer Dargah Blast. Gupta and Patel were sentenced to life imprisonment in August 2017. Sunil Joshi was convicted even though he was dead. So what if Maharashtra ATS had charge-sheeted 12 linked to hardline Hindu groups on charges of terrorism under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, and this wasn't under Congress, it was under Devendra Fadnavis government. Calling the accused a terrorist gang, the charge sheet had said, and we quote, the accused were members of organizations such as Sanathan Sanstha, Hindu Jan Jagruti and similar other smaller outfits. They had drawn their motivation of making efforts towards establishment of so-called Hindu Rasht as explained in the Marathi book Shatra Dharma Sadhana published by Sanathan Sanstha. So what if the term Hindu terrorism weren't coined by R.K. Singh, who is a senior BJP leader who was then a Union Home Secretary? And I haven't even got to Nathuram Godse, India's first terrorist, who I am sure was not a Hindu at all, because according to Modiji, terrorists have religion. If you also think that, then please go ahead, keep voting bigotry in, don't say anything against it, and go watch Namo TV on your television set. Alright, given I have mentioned Namo TV twice, let me explain the context. In case you haven't heard, the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party complained to the Election Commission yesterday against the launch of a new television channel named Namo TV that allegedly violates the poll code. Launched on Sunday, the channel is available on most DTH platforms. Its ownership, though, is unknown, and even the registration of its web portal is anonymous on the National Internet Exchange of India website, registry.in. Though, there is a BJP tweet promoting this channel. Now, the Congress has demanded a probe into the channel's funding and action against the BJP if found guilty of corruption. It said a search of the INB Ministry website had revealed that neither Namo TV nor Content TV, the name apparently shown on the menu of some service providers for a while, found a mention on the list of permitted private satellite TV channels. Bolo, wah Modi ji, wah. And while we are in disinformation, let me shed some light on the entire Facebook Remove Congress link that is being peddled across media houses. Of the 700 pages and accounts cleaned up by Facebook, 687 pages and accounts were linked to individuals associated with the IT cell of Congress. But there were 15 pages, groups and accounts that were spreading pro-BJP information as well. Now, Facebook said in a statement, while the number of Congress pages taken down was higher, those pages had only 2 lakh followers. In contrast, the pro-BJP content, one page, 12 Facebook accounts, one group and one Instagram account, had over 26 lakh followers. And now coming to Rahul Gandhi, some call him Pappu, some call him Amul Baby, but not one of them is coming up with ideas and a vision for India that is neither left nor right, thereby making marching very difficult for Raga. Well, it does look like Congress manifesto is coming out today. I think manifestos are dated and it is a relic of the past, these days when institutions and vision meant something. But anyhow, Rahul Gandhi has been giving glimpses into the manifesto, and yesterday there was another addition when he tweeted that his party would make mayoral elections direct. Real smart cities are built by good leaders. To improve quality of life in our cities, we will move to directly elected mayors with 5 years terms and elected councils. Administration will be run by multidisciplinary teams of specialists and experts accountable to the mayor and council. Raga tweeted, well, good idea, even though not a new one, but yes, absolute decentralization of power is necessary. The state and the center holds too much control on finances to enable hyper-local development. Before we head to international news, a bit about Tej Pratap Yadav, who now wants to launch his own political outfit called Lalu Rabri Morcha. I will float the Lalu Rabri Morcha, he told reporters in Patna yesterday. Attacking Tejaswi, Tej Pratap said his brother was surrounded by sycophants who had turned his brother against him. Well, why is he doing this? Well, because he did not want his former father-in-law, Chandrika Rai, an 8-time legislator from the crucial Saran seat, to fight from there. While Tej Pratap, who was filed for divorce, was dead against it, both Lalu and Tejaswi overruled him. And while we are on overruling, like they say, all good things come to an end, so do all evil must die its natural death as well. And with that, let's head to Turkey, where the party of Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lost control of the capital Ankara in local elections in a blow to his 16-year rule and is also on track to lose Istanbul. Well, time is running out, and before we leave you to face the day, here is a bit of news about avocado and Trump's affair with the Mexico border. If Donald Trump makes good his threat, then US consumers would run out of avocados in 3 weeks. Well, avocados may have just got a longer life here than truth, not just in India, but across the globe. And that is all I have for you for today. Stay hydrated, keep calm, and carry on. We will be back tomorrow morning. Until then, goodbye from takeapart.com.